Kay Flay kicked off her career experimenting with rap, releasing mixtapes with titles like Suburban Rap Queen. Ever since, her releases have had titles like I Stopped Caring in 96 and Life as a Dog. Her most popular song, the Grammy-nominated Blood in the Cut, is a raging strutter. Her latest album has a different feel, in a way, a quieter approach. Kay Flay explains what drove her earlier aggressive style.
It had this kind of like peripatetic existence. I didn't live anywhere. I was on tour constantly. So there was a real sense of displacement that I felt and that I was really trying to reckon with in that period.
And it's an album kind of that makes me think of black leather jackets and smudged eye makeup.
Yes, exactly.
And boyfriends and primal screams.
Huge amounts of primal screams, many screams.
Now, on that album, the song Champagne references, as many of your other songs do, your family. Let's hear a little bit of it. Dad, plus my living mama, plus my other father who raised me not to be sad, and my brother who says that he worries about me from my songs, and my sister who's been living like a saint for so long. So you're like referring to everyone. Right.
Yes.
We get the layout, and your biological father passed away, is that right?
My parents split up when I was 5, 6. My biological dad was a very serious alcoholic and ended up dying when I was 14. My second dad came into the picture pretty much right when my parents split up and took me in as his own, later adopted me. And I have a brother and a sister who are not my biological brother and sister, but we were raised together and certainly feel like my real brother and sister.
And worried about you.
Yeah.
Sounds like from that song.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. I'm super close with my family and I think a lot about family because of the way my childhood played out. And I think it gave me time to consider, like, what is the role of blood and DNA? What is the role of nurture? And so I talk about it a lot in my music. And there have definitely been periods of my life where my siblings and parents have called me and been like, are you okay? Are you? Do we need to like fly to New York and make sure you're all right? But I get out all my demons through songs.
So this new album is called Solutions, has a little bit of a different feel. I want to talk to you about the song Sister, because it also references siblings.
Yeah.
Let's listen to a little bit. Everything you do, I want to do. Everything you know, I want to know. Talk about our secrets till the morning comes. Then you let me try on all your clothes. So this is a very almost sweet, idealized version of a sister. How'd the song come about?
Sister originated because of this feeling I've had since being a really young kid, which is this separateness from my brother and sister because they have different biological parents. And I always felt different. That difference made me feel sad, and I wanted to be their real sister. So I started writing a version of this song that was like kind of complicated and really sad. Even when you're saying that you hate me,
I know that the feeling isn't true. Like sisterhood itself.
Yes.
I have a sister, obviously.
Totally. And there's an aspect of siblingdom where there is this bizarre situation because you share so much and yet your experience of the world is still fundamentally different.
It's like your fellow travelers.
Totally. And I began writing that kind of song, but the kind of lyrical challenge I gave to myself was, let me take these points of pain, these points of confusion, and kind of like pivot a little bit in the direction of optimism or hopefulness. I got you. Tell me that you really need a night out. I'd even put a dress on too. If somebody hurts you, then I'm gonna kill somebody for you. I got into the studio a couple months later, and everything sort of just clicked where I was like, you know what? The thing I want to say to my brother and sister, and the thing that I did say and I have said and it's worked, is I want to be your sister. Do you want to be mine?
Do you want to be mine? Yeah, it's a request. That's the bittersweet part of the song. It's not just an offer. Like, it could be rejected.
That is the fundamental nature of sisterhood. And I'm envisioning this concept of sisterhood as a genderless thing. Sisterhood as just really basic compassion-based connection. The premise of that has to be that vulnerability, that potential for rejection. So to me, this song is about that moment of vulnerability and that moment of family building.
This doesn't have your kind of hard rapping style. It's a little lighter on its feet.
Yeah.
While threatening death on on someone who breaks your sibling's heart.
Well, I started making music in this indie rap space. The beginning point of excitement and inspiration was rhythm and cadence and wordplay and how can I manipulate that stuff. I think as I've progressed and experimented and I hope expanded, what's really cool is, and in a song like Sister, is that it's not like jam-packed. And therefore, I feel like some of those lines, like, yeah, if you hurt the person I love, I'm gonna kill you. I hope there's like more resonance with that sentiment. When you're lost and afraid and you crashed your car, when you need a friend to dance in the dark, when you call me up, I'll be at your door.
I wanna be your sister. Which end of the phone call have you been on? When I listened to those lyrics, I was like,
I've been on both ends. I have a hard time getting angry on behalf of myself, but I have an easy time becoming enraged on behalf of somebody that I care about.
I wondered when I was listening to it about the idea of genderless sisterhood. When I was listening to the song, there were a number of friends I just wanted to send this to.
Yeah. I think that in our culture, the concept of brotherhood is predicated on institutions, a team or a school or a work network or something like that. I think men aren't always afforded these easy ways to connect based on nothing. For me, I have such a diverse group of friends in terms of gender and gender identity. Sisterhood just felt like the way to encapsulate that. The section of the song you just played, the bridge, that's the point where sisterhood, true family, true love is about accepting the mistakes of other people and being tolerant and open and non-judgmental. You know, so it's like you crashed your car, like you got drunk, you married and moron, like whatever you did, I'm here for you. I got your back because I understand that we're all trying to figure out how to live and no one really knows what they're doing.
Well, Christine Flaherty, Kay Flay, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you for having me.
Kay Flay, her new album, Solutions, is out now.